Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Today we're reviewing the use of advanced airways, when we should consider using an advanced airway, their advantages, which one we should use, and how we monitor the patient will all be discussed as today's pass ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover core ACLS topics at your convenience. For more free ACLS-related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. First things first, placement of an advanced airway isn't a priority when running a code. Insertion of an advanced airway can wait until an experienced provider with advanced airway skills arrives. A patient's airway can be adequately managed with manual maneuvers, and insertion of a basic airway such as an OPA or NPA, which are covered in other PASS ACLS Tip of the Day episodes. Reviewing the cardiac arrest algorithm, you'll see that consider advanced airway is in the box after administration of epinephrine. For patients with a shockable rhythm, this is after the second shock, at least 2 minutes into a code. For a non-shockable rhythm, such as PEA or asystole, considering an advanced airway is still in the same box after administration of epi. Remember, though, that for non-shockable rhythms, epi should be administered as soon as an IV is established. In either case, doing good CPR, including adequate ventilations with 100% oxygen, hooking up the monitor, and starting an IV so we can administer epi, should all be done before worrying about intubation. Speaking of intubating, while placement of an endotracheal or ET tube is the gold standard of airway maintenance, there are other airways that can be used, including a laryngeal mask airway, or LMA, and the laryngeal tube airway. All three of these help to protect the airway from aspiration, have a 15mm universal adapter that attaches to a BVM or vent circuit, and allow for end-tidal CO2 monitoring. Placement of an advanced airway has other advantages too. It's easier for staff that don't bag patients that often to get good chest rise because we're no longer required to maintain a good mask seal to the patient's face. We can use both hands to squeeze the bag, and the dead space of the nose, mouth, and pharynx is minimized, meaning more of what we squeeze out of the bag makes it into the trachea. In cases where IV or IO access hasn't been established, but the patient has been intubated, the ET tube can be used as an alternative route for some of our first-line medications such as epi, Narcan, and lidocaine. IO and ETT as alternative routes for medication administration is covered in another PASS ACLS Tip of the Day episode. After an advanced airway is placed, we'll change our CPR from cycles of 30 compressions in 2 breaths to continuous compressions and give 1 breath every 6 seconds to deliver approximately 10 breaths per minute. We'll only pause our compressions once an advanced airway is placed to assess the ECG and safely deliver a shock when one is indicated. No longer pausing chest compressions to deliver breaths helps to maintain a chest compression fraction, or CCF, greater than 80%. Depending on the environment in which you work, as well as your level of licensure, some, all, or none of these devices may be options. Only experienced providers with training to insert an advanced airway and who are working within their scope of practice should do so. In some areas, insertion of an LMA or laryngeal tube airway can be done with minimal training and is carried along with an AED by first responders for pre-hospital use. Paramedics who are trained in advanced life support are able to intubate or perform emergency surgical airway procedures pre-hospital when their local protocols allow. After insertion of an advanced airway, we should assess for bilateral breath sounds and confirm placement with a secondary device. Most places use end-tidal capnography to confirm tube placement, as well as a tool to assess the adequacy of CPR. When good CPR is being delivered, we should see a CO2 waveform above 10 millimeters of mercury. If it's less than 10, we should give critical feedback to the compressor or possibly suggest that a new compressor take over. Doing good CPR compressions is physically challenging, so changing compressors every 2 minutes is a good practice. End-tidal CO2 monitoring can be done using any of the advanced airways, not only an endotracheal tube. I go into more detail on end-tidal capnography in another Tip of the Day episode. Remember, we should not stop CPR to confirm ET tube placement via X-ray. If we hear bilateral breath sounds and have a CO2 waveform, the ET tube is in the trachea. Because placement of advanced airway can wait until an experienced provider arrives, and many students that attend ACLS classes don't intubate as part of their job, students are no longer required to intubate as part of their ACLS class. There are two things that everyone should be familiar with, though. First, we should not interrupt chest compressions longer than 10 seconds to insert an advanced airway. If the person inserting an advanced airway asks for chest compressions to stop for an intubation attempt, the CPR coach or the code scribe should speak up as we approach the 10-second mark. It's easy to lose track of time when your focus is concentrated on all the skills needed to intubate. Second, if the patient has good bilateral breath sounds before intubating, but now only has sounds on one side, usually the right, it's likely that the tube was inserted too far and is in the mainstem bronchus. If this happens, the tube is in the right hole, the trachea, it's just in too far. After ensuring the cuff isn't inflated, pull the tube back a few centimeters and reassess breath sounds. For most adults, a depth of 21 to 23 centimeters when measuring from the patient's incisors will ensure that the cuff is beyond the vocal cords, but the tip is above the carina. The tube depth should be documented and double-checked after we lift or move the patient. If you found value in today's review of advanced airways, consider giving back via the link in the episode description or take a few seconds to leave a 5-star review. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.